brought to you by PureGrainAudio.com. This is the Alloy Podcast. Welcome to the Alloy Podcast. It's been a while since we've been on the air, man.
Yeah, it has been a while. We took a break, dude. We were lazy as shit. It was nice.
Yeah, it was really nice, though. Like, we took like a month and a half off because there was some web stuff going on that needed to be dealt with. And, yeah.
That and we're becoming more and more of a big deal.
I guess, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, sure. But shut up.
Shut up. We are now, in case you didn't notice by the intro that we played,
yeah,
we are now coming at you from PureGrainAudio.com, and we are awfully proud of that.
Yes, we are. Thanks to Matt.
Quick shout to Chris Gonda, owner of Pure Grain Audio. What up, man?
Word.
All right, we got some good music coming for you today. We got an interview with As I Lay Dying coming up at the end of the show. Yeah, we hope you're going to like this. We're a little rusty right now, dude.
Yeah, we are kind of rusty because we're shaking the cobwebs off right now. We're just like,
Just
shaking it.
I mean, we've been podcasting in our break, just not with Alloy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we did some bullet tooth stuff, and I've got other projects I'm always working on, you know.
Which, by the way, the Bullet Tooth Podcast has its own Android and iPhone app now, in case you didn't know that.
Yeah, go dig it up.
Yeah, it's $1.99. I bought it on my phone because I think it's cool. I like to show people and brag about my app
and how awesome we are in every way, shape, or form.
Totally. Good times had by all.
Matt has a new mic, and the levels are all wiggy on it. So it comes in way louder than Ben's. I just got to get it all adjusted out. I apologize.
I'm over here fucking with it.
Yeah.
Probably not helping.
No, not at all. In fact. All right, what else do we got coming up in the show? We're going to introduce some new segments that we've decided to do. Ben's new segment, do you want to tell people about it? Kind of tease it right now. Don't give it away yet.
Okay, word. Yeah.
Kind of tease it.
I got an app on my phone that's pretty funny, actually. It's just got some weird shit that happens to people. It makes me feel better reading these posts, actually, about my life. I was like, oh, mine's not as shitty as theirs. That's awesome. That's good to know.
And I've got a new segment coming up that will involve me reading awesome tweets that I read on Twitter every day because I'm a hound for Twitter. I'm always on.
We got some funny ass comedy coming up too.
Some good stuff. We're doing things slightly different. We used to do a classic track of the week, and we used to do two jokes a week, and we used to do a cover of the week, and we used to do a not metal tune of the week, and it really kind of bogged a lot of stuff down sometimes.
Yeah.
So, in the interest of keeping the show rolling, we've cut it to just one joke. We've cut the classic track. We will play classic stuff from time to time.
Yeah. Whenever we feel like it.
Yeah, when we feel the need. And, we are keeping the cover of the week. We are keeping the not metal track of the week. And we are going to be playing one comedy bit. And that's all going to be in one song pack right in the middle of the show.
Totally.
So stick around for that. I think we're going to go ahead and delve right into our first song, and it's off of a CD that just came out yesterday.
Nice.
Most Precious Blood. They haven't been around for a while.
Score.
They were on Trustkill Records. They're on Bullet Tooth now, which Bullet Tooth was Trustkill Records, right?
Yeah.
So, A Danger to Myself and Others off of Do Not Resuscitate, DNR, came out yesterday. So,
Score.
Here's most precious blood for you.
Brutal.
We'll be right back. welcome back to the Alloy Podcast. Oh, man, those guys rule so much.
That's a new band, isn't it? That's new.
Yeah, that's new to us.
Yeah.
That's Let Live. And the song is, give me a second, Casino Columbus, off of the Fake History record. I understand they're in the process of writing a new one already.
Nice. What label are they on?
They're like Tragic Hero, some tiny label somewhere.
No one knows about.
Yeah, like, oh. And dude, so really quick, I guess I'm going to delve into this a little bit. During the break, Matt went to a ton of shows while we were away for the season break.
Yep.
I was privileged enough to see Let Live play at a tiny little place in Salem called The Wasteland, where I frequent that place quite a bit. I'm in there a lot going to shows. And, wow. Like, they quickly became my favorite band.
Yeah.
I got an interview with them while we were there. That'll be coming in some future show.
Yep.
And, oh, man, I will tell you what, man. They blew me away. Like, by far, the greatest live performance I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And of all the shows I've been to, Let Live takes the cake. And I'm so stoked I interviewed them before I saw them play.
Yeah.
Because if I would have waited until after they played to interview them, what it would have been was 12 minutes recorded of me worshiping them.
Yeah.
And it would have been more awkward than the Unearthed interview that we did.
That was pretty awkward.
It was pretty harsh.
It was pretty awkward when I met Tim Lambesis, too. That was really...
Luckily we didn't interview him. And
I douchebagged it up pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty over the top.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Ben has a picture of him molesting... Tim Lambesis.
Yes, I do.
On his Facebook somewhere, and if he doesn't, he will now.
Yep, it's on my Facebook.
Yeah, also, Alloy Podcast has a Facebook page.
Yep.
I created a Facebook page, not just like a profile, you know what I mean? Because we have a profile and a page.
Yeah.
So you can head over to either of those. You can find links from alloypodcast.com to all of our places.
Check out our Twitter.
Our Twitter. At Alloy Podcast. Anyway, all this is at the end of the show. So yeah. We'll just save everything.
Didn't we got to hang out with Kid Liberty a little bit?
Yeah, hung out with Kid Liberty, and those guys couldn't be cooler.
Yeah, Matt brought him by my work. For those of you who don't know, I work at a strip club. I was bouncing that night
in Salem. Do you want to throw a plug in real quick?
Presley's Playhouse Cabaret. We also have a website up. It's brand new, the PresleysPlayhouseCabaret.com. I've personally never been to the website, but...
All right, well, now you can tell your boss they owe me fucking ad dollars, son.
You owe us advertisement, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm playing. I'm just playing.
I'm not playing at all. Like, seriously.
Wow.
Good times. So, yeah, I got a chance to see Let Live. I'm going to see if I can't list all the bands that I saw. In the break, I caught It Prevails, who was on Rise Records before, broke up, went away, came back with two of the original members and then three brand new guys.
Yeah.
And epic fail on their part. They weren't very good at all. In fact, a good majority of the crowd left for them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and they're from here. They're from Portland. They're a Portland-based band. But the problem was that they were on tour with Volumes, Betrayal, and Bermuda.
Okay.
And Counterpart.
Yeah, those are big shoes to fill.
Yeah. And then, all those great bands were up, and then It Prevails went up and did one of the worst performances ever, apparently, and everyone bailed out. So, Volumes was great. I got a little bit of audio with those guys. Bermuda was awesome. I really wanted to get audio with them, but just couldn't make it happen. Run out of time doing shit, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Let's see. I went and saw Gravemaker.
Oh, right.
And those guys were pieces of shit. So, yeah, fuck Gravemaker.
Okay.
If anyone at Victory is listening, my bad, but fuck Gravemaker.
Yeah.
They trashed the parking lot and kicked a bunch of the fucking locals out off of the show and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah. Fuck them. Fuck Gravemaker. Hey, Gravemaker, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck your life.
Anyway, let's see. Who else did I catch? Let Live, of course, was amazing. No Bragging Rights was really good, although I feel really bad for No Bragging Rights because they had to follow Let Live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that hurt. Like,
that'd be hard.
No Bragging Rights is good. I got an interview with them.
I like
and,
those guys.
And that'll come up at some point in this season.
In the show, yeah.
Yeah, and those guys were dope. Who else? Fire in the Skies.
Yeah, we got to see them. You got to see them again. I was working the night of that show, which is too bad because I really like those guys. I'm a big fan of their music.
I heart those guys, dude.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Reza. I text Reza regularly. No one but Reza knows what I'm talking about right now. Anyway.
Word. Are they still looking for a guitarist?
I think so. So if you're in the Utah area and you're looking to play in a band that fucking rules, you better bring your good shit.
Yeah, bring your A game. Talk to Fire in the Skies.
Yeah. They don't fuck around, son.
No, they do not.
I hope they heard that because they're going to love that I just did all that. Anyway. What else? Like, is there anything? How long has this talk break been? It seems like all of a sudden I just realized it's been like long. 4 hours or something.
No, it hasn't been that long.
All right, cool.
I'm just being an asshole and texting Hot Carl back.
Oh, HK?
Yeah.
I love HK. HK, if you're listening, holla. Let's see. What do you want to talk about? Is there anything coming out soon that you're really stoked
I'm
on?
Looking
or
forward
any
to
shows coming through soon that you're really stoked
on?
Yeah,
I was going to say there's some shows coming I want to see. I heard Upon a Burning Body is coming back through here soon, which I really want to...
With a band that I want to see really bad.
Wait, who's
Abandoned All Ships is on that tour.
Ah, nice.
Yeah,
I think We Came as Romans is coming back through.
With?
Who?
Aren't they playing the Day to Remember show?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That they're going to and guest listed.
Yep.
So now that I talked mad shit on a Victory band, I'm going to thank Victory Records for guest listing us for the Day to Remember show.
Victory's probably not listening anyway.
No, probably not. That's okay. We're not talking shit on Day to Remember.
No, I love a Day to Remember.
Which, by the way, Ben has turned me around on the new Day to Remember record.
Oh, I have. I got through to you. Huh?
Yeah. Well, okay. That video helped a lot too. I saw the video. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot more melody on it than I expected. I expected less. Less melody and more chug, you know what I mean? Some more,
and I wanted some more all that chug, you know.
Right? But see, it's not just the sound that makes the music to me. It's lyrics too. And to me, the new A Day to Remember album, as far as chugging goes and heaviness, I was let down a little bit. I'll admit, but it's still just as well written. It's still just as good as any of their other albums, as far as that goes. And they could have wrote the entire album acoustic, and I'd still love it just as much as I do right now.
Right on. Yeah, and I am a person that lyrics aren't all that important to me. I mean, they have to be there or else the song's not complete, you know. But I'm more about the feel of music, and I really loved that crushing breakdown Day to Remember did so well.
Yeah.
And so I miss that a little bit. But
I'm sure they'll have it some more on their next album. Yeah. And speaking of new albums, I'm looking forward to the new Asking Alexandria album.
As am I.
Yeah, the new EP was garbage.
Yeah.
I think there were two new original songs.
There was
right?
one original song.
One original song.
Two decent covers of Skid Row tunes.
Okay. All right, well.
Anyway.
Whatever. The EP was garbage. Asking Alexandria, I guess that was okay. Whatever. But get that new album out. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And they're on tour, but not coming to Oregon. Damn it!
Yeah. What is with that? Let's call Asking Alexandria out. Hey, a fucking a. That's the Twitter handle. In case anyone wonders, anyone's wondering. A fucking a. What's with the no fucking Oregon, son?
Yeah.
Like what is that?
What the hell?
Do we gotta like eat more fish and chips and drink tea and fucking all that stuff?
They have a big fan base here, dude.
I know they do. Like I don't know anybody that doesn't like Asking Alexandria,
other than Brandon from Across the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he hates them.
Yeah, but he's one of those people that, and much love to Brandon, much love to Across the Sun.
Yeah.
He's one of those people that, like,
he
somehow
manages
to listen to music with his eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, the emo swoop or the squat thrusty thing they do, apparently that ruins music for him somehow. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I could see why he doesn't like them, but I like them. Personally,
can we talk about that that's coming out pretty soon? The new Across the Sun?
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that. New Across the Sun coming out soon.
I've been talking with Alan, the drummer from Across the Sun. And
God, I miss those guys.
Oh, I'm so stoked on it. They're going to be playing here They're going to be playing in at the Waste Inn in Salem.
Next Friday.
Next Friday, which will be the 11th for those of you who are listening.
I will be there.
Yeah, those of you in Oregon, you're going to be seeing us at a lot of shows.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I'll be there on the weekends.
Yeah. You can dig either of us up on Facebook and Twitter. Say hello and see what we're RSVPing and whatnot. And
all that
hang
good
out.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we should go to some more music. We'll come back and talk about this
we'll
some
more. We'll come back and talk some more later.
All right. So, let's fire this up. This is our local track of the week, Submerged in Cassitis with As They Swarm.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Alloy Podcast. And we are so super stoked because I got to interview those guys. That was no bragging rights, by the way, with Illuminator.
I like that band. They're a really good band. I got their CD that you gave me in the car right now. I've been listening to it a lot lately. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and once again, like, I'm pretty sure, other than I ran some Kid Liberty for a while.
Right.
And a couple of local EPs that I picked up and stuff like that, I'm pretty sure Let Live has been in the CD players since I got that CD. Like, I made you take it with us and play it in the car so we could go up to Borders one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's even been in your CD player.
Yeah, already. Yeah.
So, little bit of an announcement I'd like to make. I'm hoping that this gets to the right person. I've exchanged a couple of emails with the management of Stone Sour.
Oh.
And it's looking like we might be interviewing them upcoming.
That'd be cool.
In an upcoming show, yeah.
That'd be badass.
I don't want to... I really hate giving away info before it's for sure.
Yeah.
But I was pretty stoked about that. And
yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Hopefully they're hearing this.
I hope so.
We would be pumped.
Yeah, I'd be way pumped.
To work with Stone Sour.
So, oh, yeah. And I didn't even know that. Matt's throwing that on me right now. That's
Yeah. I've been working on that a little bit and trying to, you know, like,
yeah.
You know how I get. I get really excited about shit, but I don't tell anybody about it because I don't want, you know, if
right,
it falls through, I don't want to be the guy that has to come back and go, so the thing with the guy didn't happen and I'm a D-bag and fuck my life. Yeah. Speaking of fuck my life, Ben.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to go to your little segment?
Yeah, my segment of the show, that's a brand new segment. It's F My Life. It's an app on my phone.
It's an app on a lot of people's phone, I'm sure.
I have the app, though, because it's awesome. I also have the Bullet Tube podcast app. But anyway, that I'll talk to
you. Which everyone should go buy,
should go get right now. All right, now I had a specific F My Life that I was going to go get, so let me go find it really quick because it was fucking... So, those of you who don't know what F My Life is, it's just fucked up shit that happens to people. They submit it on their own anonymously. You can go get your own F My Life. I've been on F My Life before. Totally submitted something. It got published. No one cares. I never checked it again. It was just funny. You know?
Yeah, it's F My Life.
Yeah, it's just F My Life. So, let's see. I'll read a couple of them just to kind of warm it up a little bit. One of them is... today I decided to wake up my fiancé by giving him a blowjob. When he finally started to wake up, he called me by his ex's name.
All right. So, chicks.
Wow.
Chicks, don't do that. Like, yeah. Just, like, don't blame him for it. Like, you just woke the guy up. You know, if you're within 10 seconds of waking up, you can get away with murder. You're considered temporarily insane.
Really?
Yes, that's for
legally?
Real. Yes.
Wow.
That's for real, dude. So remember that. He could have murdered you. Instead, he just called you Cassandra or whatever.
Yeah, or instead of Katie or
right.
something.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, whatever, bitch.
All right, so anyway. Just remember that.
All right, so here's the good one. Here's the one me and Matt were talking about. This is a good one. Today, my girlfriend finally got a Facebook account. Too bad she doesn't know the difference between a wall post and a message. She just described how much she enjoyed sex last night on my wall post in great detail. And my Ouch. Mom liked it on Facebook.
Oh, brutal. Oh,
wow. That's fucking horrible, dude.
F my life.
Yeah, F my life. That's fucking horrible. Wait,
all right.
What's this one? Hold on. I found
another
one.
Ben's got another one. Ben's got another one.
I'm scrolling through here. Today, my boyfriend told me the thing that gets him really horny. Applesauce. Oh, that's horrible.
He will totally smear applesauce all over your brown eye and eat your asshole for days.
And lick it off.
That will happen.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty over the top. All right, and I guess we can just go straight into my little
segment.
Little segment called Nice Tweets.
Word.
And
which is always good.
Right. Oh, we always love nice tweets. And today's tweet of the day, I guess, comes from Chelsea Grin, which you can follow them at Chelsea Grin UT. That's a capital C, capital G. Capital U, capital T, Chelsea Grin, UT, because they're from Utah.
Yeah.
Get over it. You can take the stripper off the pole, but she still dresses like a slut.
Oh,
nice. I love it.
That's totally true.
So that should be a little bit of insight into what Chelsea Grin was doing recently.
That's totally true, because I work at a strip club. I approve that message.
Yeah, I approve that message. What are you, Mark Halverson
now? This is
now?
Ben from Alloy Podcast, and I approve that message.
What are you, Mark Halverson
yeah.
now?
Mark Halverson. Oh, for those of you who don't know who Mark Halverson is, he's the lead singer of a local band we love and have sex with on a daily basis. Is Proven from Portland.
You know what? I'm going to see if I can't dig up their sounder real quick, because I think it's in there. Keep talking.
Yeah, those are really cool guys. They actually have a new show coming up with, what was the name of the band?
Times of Grace.
Times of Grace. Now, for those of you who don't know who they are, I suggest you check them out, because it is the old lead singer from Killswitch Engage.
It's Jesse David Leach, for
yes,
those of
Jesse
you that are...
Jesse David Leach. He's also was the lead singer of Seamless, if you were a fan of that band. And
Empire Shall Fall.
And Empire Shall Fall. Now, he used to be the old lead singer for Killswitch, so those of you, believe it or not, a lot of people don't know that Killswitch had a different vocalist before their current vocalist.
Before Howard, yeah.
Yeah, before Howard Jones. Which, if you don't know that, you're a fucking horrible fan. You should go check it out.
Right.
And just like people who don't know the vocalist for All That Remains, Phil Labonte...
was originally in Shadows Fall.
Yeah, he was the original vocalist for Shadows Fall, which was good times, too. That was good music.
Right.
And didn't Phil Labonte also try out for Killswitch Engage?
Yeah, he actually did a tour with them not long ago because Howard couldn't make it. He
right,
had some personal
right.
problems.
With Devil Wears Prada opening.
Yeah. It was Phil Switch God, Engage is what
Phil
everyone
Switch
called
Engage.
It.
Phil Switch Engage. That's badass. I wish I could have been at that show.
Yeah, I heard some bad things about that show, though.
Really?
Yeah, like I would have expected that it would have been over the top. But
What did you hear bad?
Some of the guys that work in local radio around here told me that it was really not good at all.
Huh, because the people that I know that went to the show said it was a good response. There were a lot of fans there that were happy about it.
Well, good.
It.
I mean, maybe the guys I heard it from are full of S. It's always possible.
Well, then again, maybe it was just bad shows for the people behind the stage, you know, because that's two different shows going on.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, the people behind the stage take the show from a way different perspective than the fans do.
Yeah.
And
hold on, I think I got that clip pulled up.
Let's live from Blumpkin Fest. This is Carl.
This is Mark
from Proven. Hey, what the fuck is up?
Get your Blumpkin on.
You're listening to Alloy Podcast.
Know about it. That's Mark Halverson.
I love those guys.
So,
so much.
Whenever you hear me or Ben go, and I approve this message, you have to hear it.
Live from
Blumpkin
Fest. This is Carl.
This is Mark
from Proven. Hey, what the fuck is up?
Get your Blumpkin on.
You're listening to Alloy Podcast.
Know about it.
That was good. Both
you,
of us. At the
you
same
can
time.
Listen to the vocalist, which is Mark, and tell they're a hardcore band.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Know about it.
In Blumpkin Fest, you guys should go check that out. There's also a YouTube video for that. You should check it out, that Carl produced.
Yeah.
Put together. So Carl does a lot of editing and video. A lot of people don't know that he's pretty good at it. I enjoy his videos. He's done. We've been in a couple of his interviews.
Yeah, look up Proven on YouTube. I think he's got video of you when you interviewed Upon a Burning Body, too.
Yes, he does.
That he's looking at putting up pretty soon. So
yeah, he's going to put that in there eventually.
All right, Matt's getting the next song set together. So did you want to keep talking about...
Phil Labonte?
No, about Jesse and the new band.
I just...
Derail. Over.
Well, the new band's pretty good.
Just try to roll on like that didn't just
Dude,
happen.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
F my life. I'm stuck in a studio with this guy.
It doesn't help that we're related.
Yeah.
Matt's used to it.
As used to it as you can be.
Yeah.
You gassy bastard.
Sorry, Derail, I farted, whatever.
Yeah.
It happens. But, I don't even know what to talk about.
Yeah, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
No,
Times of Grace.
I remember what to talk about, but see, from a listener's point of view, they're not going to take me seriously now.
Yeah. You know okay, I mean? That's cool. I'll roll on and try to help you out here.
I'm sorry. If you're a new listener.
That's my impression of Ben's asshole just a minute ago. That was totally uncalled for.
If you're a new listener, we derail a lot.
Yeah.
We have
a
good time.
That's pretty much what we're best at.
Yeah.
That's our favorite.
You gotta stick to what you're good at or you're never gonna get anywhere in life.
Yeah. So we fuck around with microphones is pretty much what we do.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a fact. Anyway, so back to Times of Grace. Proven's gonna be opening for Times of Grace at the Portland show.
February 12th.
The 12th.
Tickets are $12.
So yeah. Go check that out. Proven, very, very good. Very, very good. I am blown away that they're not signed yet.
Yeah, me too.
And
I'm sure someone's going to soon, dude.
Someone's got to get on that. Hey, if Josh Grable from Bullet Tooth, if you're listening, get on that.
Yeah, dude. Go
pick up Proven. Those guys are my guys. Shoot us an email and we'll put you in contact with them.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Or any record company, if you're listening, go check them out, dude. They're so good.
All right, I'm still getting this put together. Give me a second. Times of Grace also has Adam D. of Killswitch.
Of Killswitch Engage.
And yeah. Joel Strozel. I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name or
probably
not.
Probably not.
Joel, also of Killswitch Engage.
Yeah,
and then two other guys that I haven't done enough research yet to figure out who they are, what they've done, where they've been.
And that kind of stuff.
Where they're from. Anything about them, really. Anyway. All right. So we got another song set coming up. This is going to be our unique song pack, all right?
Yay!
So this is going to start with...
This is going to be awesome.
...our not metal track of the week.
Score.
It's going to go to our joke of the week.
Yeah.
And it's going to be followed by our cover of the week. So, I guess we'll just start it off with Kelly Clarkson, I Do Not Hook Up.
Boys will be boys, oh yes they See, here's why I don't fight, man, because you don't know what people are capable of now. Too many people know too many different things. I'm serious. You know what I'm scared of? UFC fighters. You know why? Because they're real. It is not a game, people. They are here. They exist. They know shit. Touch a pressure point, shut your whole body down. Bow. It's a wrap. All right. Can't move none of that. Fight back. I can't. Everything is shut down. I don't know what it did. Everything. I can't move anything. You don't gonna be the ones that get their asses whipped by these guys? Thugs. I'm gonna tell you why, because thugs, y'all don't know how to just fight, man. Thugs always gotta give you a speech before they fight. You ever see how long it take a thug to fight? He gotta give you his whole background before he fight. It take too long. Yeah, real niggas, all day, just me, by myself, on the block, holding it down, gun in my waist, straight face, all day, not a game, in jail, by myself, one bed, no pillowcase, one pillow, didn't nobody write me, it was early, woke up, went back to sleep, took a nap, you ever go night-night, nigga? You ever go night-night, nigga? Everybody go night-night, nigga.
What? What does this have to do with the fight? Are we fighting or not?
You didn't write me.
I don't know you.
These guys are going to be the ones, man. Everybody can't be a thug. Everybody cannot be a thug, man. I can't stand TV thugs. You know what a TV thug is? Those guys do what they see on TV. All day, every day. All day, every day. You ever see those guys? Yeah, nigga, what? Nigga, what? You ever see them? Never seen the dancing thugs get out the car? Nigga, what? Nigga, what? Nigga, it ain't a game. Think it's a game around here? There's no game. I don't like those guys. I know real thugs. My uncle is a real thug. Certified. Put a stamp on him. Locked up 15 years. Got out of jail. Ain't nothing changed. Very serious. Like, listen, when my uncle talk, this how he look. I don't care what he talking about. This how he look. I don't care what he's saying. Put the goddamn jelly on the motherfucking sandwich. Do it. Spread it. He's crazy. He's institutionalized, man. You gotta understand, when you've been in jail for 15 years, all you know is jail. Your mannerisms, your language, you eat, sleep, and think jail. Okay? Your threats aren't even the same. Like, whenever you threaten somebody, they should know what's about to happen. It's a transition into a fight. I'm sick of your ass. Get up. When they get up, they know it's going to be a fight. Stuff my uncle says leaves you in suspense. They're like the worst jail metaphors I've ever heard in my life. I don't even know how to explain them, okay? He gets out of jail. My brother called me. He said, Kev, Uncle Richard Jr. just got home. I said, what? I'm on the first flight. I'll be there in the morning. I ain't seen him in 15 years. I got to see him. I get there. My uncle in the middle of the living room floor. I'm hyped to see him. I'm like, Uncle Richard Jr., what up, baby? 15 years, that's a long time, man. How you been? I swear to God, that's what he said to me. Say it with your chest, little ass nigga. I didn't know what to say. My brother came out of nowhere and grabbed me. He was like, chill. He's been saying this all day. We don't know what it means. Just wait a minute till we figure it out. Now, here's the thing, right? I said, no, I'm not going to chill. I'm going to talk to him. Y'all not talking to him. I pulled him to the side and said, look, a lot of stuff has changed since you've been going, man. I'm doing well. I'm making good money now. Let me take you out, put you around some women, get some drinks. We'll have a good time. He said, all right, cool. I take him to a lounge, right? I'm at the bar. I'm drinking. There's women around me. I'm having a good time. I can't see him, but I can hear him. Out of nowhere, all I hear is, I'm sick of this motherfucker, man. Kev, pin the tail on his ass. Is it his birthday? Why would I do that? Why would I do that? What do you mean? Peel this motherfucker's muffin cap back blue. Is that a drink? That's probably a drink. Can I get a peel his muffin cap back blue? Say it with your chest. Can I get a peel his muffin cap? I don't know what to do. I was confused. My family threw him on me, man. They threw him on me.
Say
what you said, Kev, look, you making money? Give him a job. Give him a second chance in life. I said, fine, you know what? I'm going to let him train me, okay? I was about to go to Australia. I was going to film a movie. I wanted to get a little bigger. So I'm going to let him train me. Now, reason why, my uncle had that jail body. Up top, solid. Not a game. Rock hard. Didn't work on his legs that much. So, Sometimes you can see him struggling to keep the top half up. This thing lays. Look like this nigga was tip drilling all the time. What are you doing, huh? Why you keep shaking your ass? What are you doing? Relax your ass, man. I ain't shaking it. It's my legs. Now, for those people who do not understand the job of a personal trainer, I explain it to you. Personal trainer's job is to do what? Motivate you people. Make you feel like you can do things you never thought you could do. Here's an example of a personal trainer's conversation. Come on, man. You can do it. Push it. You got it. Breathe. Three more. Last two. Get it up. Last one. Good set. Go wipe off. That's a trainer conversation. Once again, I didn't like the way that he talked to me, okay? We're at the gym. I'm on the weight bench. I'm not going to lie. I'm struggling. I couldn't get it. Ah. Mm. Ah. I couldn't get it. Out of nowhere, he came up behind me. He's like, close your mouth for somebody to come up, put their dick in it on the yard. What'd he say? What'd he just say? Somebody get the weights. I just want to ask him something. Somebody get the weights. Let me ask him something. Is it a dick out behind me for real? Or is he just joking? No, if it is, that's got to change. Somebody's got to put that up because I'm not going to work out if that's going to stay out. I pay my membership just like everybody else and I don't need to see that while I'm here. Fix it. That's when I stop messing with it.
Oh.
I love that cover, dude. That's such a good cover.
That was Failing Sky. Not Failing.
Not Failing.
I'll spell this real quick. F-A-Y-L-E-N-E Sky. Failing Sky.
Yeah, Failing Sky.
Yeah. Not Ling.
Not Ling.
Not
Lean.
Ling.
Not Ling.
Lean. I caught those guys at Wasteland last night.
Yeah, I missed them.
They're from
dude.
Rhode Island.
Me and Nate showed up late. I was like, fuck.
Good luck to them. They're playing a spotlight for Century Media tonight. Yeah.
Tonight. I hope they get it.
Dude, that's such a dope track.
Yeah, that is. That's a really good cover.
So for those of you that don't know, that's a Tayo Cruz cover.
Yeah.
I think everybody that's familiar with this show would know that
we're into hip hop.
We're into hip hop and pop and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
in case you didn't know,
yeah,
from the last three things we just played, we're into hip hop and pop a little bit too.
We like a little bit of everything. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the joke was Kevin Hart from the Seriously Funny.
Yeah, that guy's hilarious,
dude. If you have Netflix on your Xbox or PS3 or anything like that, you can dig that up. Go watch it.
Yeah,
like,
it's so funny.
That's my plan. That's what I'm doing as soon as we're done with this.
Yeah, you're going to go
like,
watch Kevin
no doubt.
Hart.
Yes, I'm going to go watch that again. I've watched it so many times. It's
me
hilarious.
Too.
Anyway, let's see. There was something else I wanted to cover, but I don't remember what. Ben, you got anything else? We got to have something else because we got plenty of time left.
We got a show, Run, Bitch, Run, this Friday.
Saturday. Those of you that are in Oregon, head to Portland. The Hawthorne, Gaia from Vancouver, Washington is going to be playing. Apparently, they draw huge. So
really,
yeah, that's what I hear. I've never heard of them. Like maybe I'm just not in the loop because I'd never heard of Idols.
Yeah,
until I showed up at the Wasteland and they drew like 90 kids, and I was like, "Whoa, who are these guys?" And they're dope.
Yeah, they're so yeah. But we're out of the local scene now. You know, we used to
We're not as quite as into it as we used to be.
Right.
You know, but I mean, we still work with it quite a lot.
Yeah, the ones we're still friends with. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The bands were still like Run, Bitch, Run. Who's from Still Dead and Proven in Portland? We're never going to stop hanging with those guys.
Yeah, yeah. Always you know going to be around with those guys. In fact, I guess we can go ahead. We can talk about this a little bit. We're hoping to be bringing you a local band co-hosting with us every show, just like we used to do back in the good old days.
Oh, wow.
I'm hoping to do co-hosts with local bands every show and then also include interviews from national bands.
That'd be cool.
Kind of introduce Oregon's metal scene
a little bit
to the world a little more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally.
That's kind of what I'm shooting for. So we haven't booked anything yet. We don't have anything planned out as of yet.
Yeah.
Although the next time we record will be Saturday, and we're also going up to the Run Bitch Run show on Saturday.
Yeah.
We're going to be riding up with them because they're one of the bands I manage.
Yep.
And I mean, they got a nice big RV. I don't see why we don't just record the show in the RV on the way up.
Yeah. Aren't they playing next weekend too?
Yeah, dude, they're playing a lot coming up. They're playing Hawthorne this weekend.
It's the only way to get your name out.
Right, they're playing Wasteland weekend after that, opening for Across the Sun.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. I'm definitely going to be there Friday, right, next Friday?
Mm-hmm. That's going to be...
this coming Friday, next Friday.
Dust Embrace and Submerged in Cositis, who we played earlier in the show.
Yes, we did.
We'll also be playing that show.
I love Submerged Cositis.
And, stoked. Stoked. And then the weekend after that, they're playing Black Forest in Eugene. And then the Thursday after that, they're playing the Red Room up in Portland again. Hopefully. I'm pretty sure anyway. You all right over there? You're having all sorts of throat and nasal issues?
Plugged up nose.
Yeah.
I wish you'd
plug
up the family
your fucking
that has-
asshole. Quit just tearing ass in here. Jesus. Anyway.
I'm the only one in the family that has allergies during the winter. Thanks to my roommate's cat.
Yeah. Stupid cat, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is going to be sexy sounding. Oh, that was brutal. Benjamin. Jesus, you're peeking everywhere? What in the hell's going on here? You've been snorting coke. You have deviated septum from coke snorting off a sweaty ass crack, I think.
You know, the funny thing is, dude...
That's what it sounds like, anyway.
Here's the thing, is I still get congested in a plugged-up nose all the time. I had my adenoids removed when I was 13.
Right.
I still get a plugged-up nose. Like, I
you
know
need to have your nose removed.
You can I know just run around adenoids,
looking like a skull all the time.
I know your adenoids isn't the only part that gets you congested, but still,
right.
Like, my adenoids are gone. They're not there. They yeah. were, like, cut down the size. They're not there anymore at all, and I still can't breathe through my nose 90% of the time.
All right, so today's show is infectious, literally. If you listen to it, you just got a cold.
Yeah, it's true.
I got one right now, in fact. I can feel it already.
Shit.
Yeah. Awesome.
You're all fucked.
Yeah. So, congratulations on your sickness.
Yeah.
Hopefully, some fire in the skies will...
Cure it.
Will get rid of it. Yep. And if not them, then maybe the Oceano afterwards.
Word.
Wait a minute. Really quick warning about this Oceano song.
What?
I got it from Earache.
Oh.
Earache Records.
Nice.
And, I'm on their promo list. Here's the thing. Their promo list, they bleep all the songs.
They edit. They censor the songs.
Literally, there's a gigantic bleep in the like louder than the rest of the song bleep in the middle of this Oceano song. Just fair warning is all I'm saying.
That's crazy. Why
so be ready for that.
All right.
Shizzle. Whatever the fuck that is. But it's probably for radio promo, and, you know, no one's really adjusted to the podcast thing yet, that podcasts exist and that we can get away with saying horrible things on
radio.
Line. Yeah.
All we want.
So I guess they're geared for radio, and they're already censored. So here is Fire in the Skies, an uncensored version. I don't know if it needs to be censored or not. I don't think so.
No.
And then directly following that, a censored version of Weaponized by Oceano. Enjoy.
Wherever stay, walk up this path.
Wow, those are really annoying beeps. I don't even know why they're in there.
Beep.
I think they're in there just to mess with people, honestly.
Yeah. That sounds about right to me.
Yep. I wouldn't be surprised if someone did that.
All right. I think it's a...
interview time?
Yeah, it's about sign-out time.
That's the end of the show. So that's what we got this week for you. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. We're gonna follow the As I Lay... Well, it wasn't with all of As I Lay Dying. It was with Josh, the bassist.
Yeah, the bassist.
Josh Gilbert, bassist of As I Lay Dying. We're going to put the interview in now, and we're going to follow that with Condemned by As I Lay Dying off of Powerless Rise, followed by Starstruck by Volumes. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed the show this week.
Peace.
Peace.
This guy's like, great.
All right, so welcome to Alloy Podcast. He's Ben.
He's Matt.
And we're here with Josh from As I Lay Dying.
What's up?
What's up? All right. So, we're going to fanboy for just a minute. We promise we won't be too creepy.
Yeah.
Like, we've been As I Lay Dying fans since Frail Words Collapse. They came through with All That Remains a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And I went to see that show because Throwdown was playing. I hadn't heard of As I at that point. And ever since that day, I still have the shirt I bought at that show. It's so raggedy, I almost can't wear it. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, we are super stoked to finally get a chance to interview with As I Lay Dying. And it's just too much.
It's badass. I love it. I find their lyrics really, like, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't even think right.
Moving.
Yes, very moving. Very moving. And it was a big turning point for me. Very inspirational was the word I was looking for. And it was a big turning point for me when you guys opened for Killswitch here. I didn't even know the music yet. Matt got me into them. And then it's been As I and All That Remains and Killswitch since. And all kinds of stuff like that. And I'm just a huge fan. I love all your albums. The new album's badass.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, the new album's pretty good.
Oceans is amazing.
Yeah, Oceans is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Confined was a good one. Like, I love that song.
Yeah, Shadow Off of Shadows. Yeah.
Can't even think straight.
I know Oceans isn't what it's called. That's what I call it. It's just easier to say.
Yeah.
Oceans Between Us?
Yeah, An Ocean Between Us, I think. Yeah. Whatever. So, you are the newest member of the band, unless I'm severely mistaken, correct?
No, you're right. I tried out in late 2006, and my first tour was January of 2007, so it's almost 4 years.
Right on. Are they treating you good, or did they haze you at all when you first came in?
I mean, there was no, like, official hazing, but I think everybody, you know, you feel the pressure when you first start. Like, it's like any mistake you made is definitely, you know, put under a microscope more than someone else. But they're also all, like, awesome dudes. So, I mean, of course, I would, you know, any time I would get any kind of, like, you know, what's the word, like teased or anything, you know, at first you're just like, dang it, I wish I wouldn't have, like, blew it on this or whatever. But, you know, at some point, you know, you just realize, like, you know, I'm the new guy, and they're gonna do that because they want to make sure I'm not, like, a crazy dude who's gonna, like, you know, go freaking jump off of a cliff if I, you know,
yeah,
if they, you know, make fun of me or whatever. And so now it's more of a thing that I make fun of them too. So
yeah, so, exactly. But part of a little more part of the group now.
Oh yeah, definitely. And like, they were never, like, excluded me or anything. It was just, you know, it's one of those things, like, we were both getting a feel for each other, you know. So it definitely takes a while, you know, to make that relationship of being on the road for all year, you know, and like, you, like, just being able to be, like, I don't know, like, talking on a friend level instead of, like, business level, if that makes sense. Because at first just like, this new guy's, like, you know, possibly, like, you know, he's gonna be in the band, and it represents all of us, so we want to make sure he's, like, the right guy and stuff. So they take it easy because they don't want to, like, I don't know, they don't want to, you know, dive in and be, like, BFFs with me if I'm gonna be the kind of dude who's, like, freaking scoring heroin on tour or, you know, whatever.
Being a total D-bag and shit. Yeah.
So that I mean. Yeah, other than that, I mean, it's been great.
Right on. You've toured with a lot of bands As I never seems to stop touring.
Nope.
who's your favorite band you've toured with?
Well, of course, anybody. Like, it would seem like I would just say this because of the tour we're on right now, but, like, I love the dudes on every band on this tour. I mean, like, seriously, this tour is, like, just all bros. Like, I've known, we've done tours with All That Remains in the past, Unearth we've done tours with, and Carnifex, they're actually from San Diego, so we've known them just from, you know, local shows and stuff, so mm-hmm. it's crazy because all the bands on this tour are just all good friends, you know, and I don't know, we were just over in Europe and hung out with Unearth that whole time and had some, you know, side shows with them and stuff, so it was just, I don't know, it feels like a little family, you know, so, I mean, there's been a few tours like, I mean, Warped Tour is always awesome because we get to tour with bands that we're friends with that aren't necessarily our same style, you know, like mm-hmm. that we would never tour with on a headliner, like bands like Paramore and stuff, and which it's funny, those guys are huge fans of the band and stuff, but
yeah,
yeah, it's just cool, like those kind of tours are cool.
Right on. So, did anyone from Carnifex puke in your shoes?
No.
Okay, because when I interviewed Cephalic Carnage here, they were on Summer Slaughter with Carnifex, and they were like, yeah, one of the guys from Carnifex, like, got all hammered in our bus and puked in Steve's shoes. So, and then they hung him from a line out back. So, I just thought maybe I'd, for the fans that have been listening to our show for a little while,
yeah,
do a little throwback.
No, I wish I could say yes, but not my shoes, but maybe, like, Nick's or something.
Quick question on one segment on our show is guilty pleasures,
music wise.
Yeah, music wise.
I'm trying to think of what's guilty. I mean, I definitely will not lie that every now and then, like if we're, you know, getting ready for the show, or if we're like having, you know, a couple drinks after the show, we'll throw on like Lady Gaga, just like, you know, because it's just, I mean, totally. It's infectious and it's like kind of badass at the same time. You know what I mean? It's right. Like, even though it's pop music, it's kind of has that edge. Like, she's kind of like mysterious or whatever. But right. I mean, that's probably the guiltiest conscience. I mean, but I mean, I would say a lot of my favorite bands are stuff that maybe our fans would expect me to feel guilty about. But I don't, like Jimmy Eat World and like stuff like
oh, yeah.
Jimmy Eat World is one of my all-time favorite bands. And I listen to them all the time. And I'm like, wondering if our fans found out, if they would be like, that's not very brutal, but, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And I like that because we take a stance on our show that we don't condone metal elitism.
Right.
So, like, people that are like, it seems awfully trendy to just call bands not metal just because you don't like them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, I feel like that any band that is any way in the metalcore genre is really trendy to hate on them right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, what are your feelings on that?
Well, I think the whole, where the issue came from is back, you know, around 2005 or so, it's when the metalcore was really, you know, getting close, like, to hitting its peak and stuff, and so that's when all the copycats came out, and, you know, there was a lot of just, like, the same like riffs coming out from, like, every band that you saw that came out. There were another band that with all dyed black hair and, like, you know, the same riffs just with a different, you know, song, and I think that's what got, like, people bummed on the metalcore kind of genre, because it's, like, taken from, you know, it was basically taking a good idea and it just kept being watered down, and then a band that heard that watered down version would water it down and water it down until it was just like a lot of bullcrap coming out, I think. And, you know, there's definitely bands, you know, like I think like our band and Killswitch and like All That Remains that would get categorized as that still. And I mean, and that's fine with us. And I mean, we consider ourselves a metal band, whatever, metalcore, there's, you know, elements in there, and but I guess we all, our bands, I feel like, you know, kind of held ourselves to like a higher standard as far as just the songwriting. Like, we consciously were like, what is going to set us apart from, you know, the all this sea of just, you know, average, you know, that's out there. And that's why I think that certain bands made it through, and it was songwriting, it wasn't anything else. It was the bands that separated themselves were the bands with the better songs, I think.
Right on. So, Yeah, Lady Gaga is probably the number one answer for this segment. Yeah,
wow.
We always get Lady Gaga, and I've actually become a big fan of Lady Gaga because of it. So you know, I keep hearing people talk about it. I'm like, you know, I got to check it out. I got to see what all the hype is. And yeah,
you know, good music is good music, and it doesn't matter what genre.
Absolutely,
right, right.
It doesn't matter at all. And it's all about being a good performer and a good entertainer too, not just being brutal or being indie or whatever.
Right. And, you know, like,
as much as you fit the stereotype, you have to not fit it too.
Well, right. And then there's also a little bit of aspect of, like, if you're, like, if people constantly want things to get more brutal, at some point there's only a certain amount of brutal out there. You know, what I mean? Like, yeah, you're not going to pass Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah.
You know, there's a Cannibal Corpse and Suffocation, and that's just as brutal as it gets, and you can't go beyond it. Almost, you know what I mean? I mean, not that I can see how you could. So, like, there's only a certain amount of brutal, so to stand out, you have to sometimes be less brutal. You know, like, that's just kind of how it is, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, the trend has become, and, I mean, not that I, like, don't back it or anything, but is, you know, just tuning down guitars super low to where they almost sound like, don't not even sound like guitars anymore, and, like, you know what I mean? And that... You know, that's definitely a form of heavy, and it's I think that there's something to be said if you have your guitar in like a normal, you know, drop D or drop C or even standard tuning, you know, and you can still make it sound heavy, then that's pretty awesome. And like, there's some bands that, you know, started out tuning super low. Like the best example is Job for a Cowboy. They kind of accidentally, you know, started that kind of, you know, deathcore scene, you know. And but it's funny that now, ever since that's kind of like the metalcore of 2005, like, you know, a couple of years ago, that scene was kind of, you know, coming up, and they, you know, were one of the first bands on it. But since they realized, you know, wow, we started this thing, and we're like, you know, there's all these bands copying us that are doing a worse job of it, like, they kind of, I think, purposefully separated themselves by writing a record. They kind of tuned up their guitars. They play in like standard D now, which is a lot higher of a tuning than they started out with. And to me, seeing them live, they're just as heavy as they ever were, because their songs that they write are heavy, you know. So
yeah, that's something I've noticed as well, is that I think it looks like metalcore is starting to make somewhat of a comeback, because like you were saying, deathcore is the new metalcore. You know what I mean? It's like, it's that is starting to get so watered down that now people are looking to other venues, and so you have bands like Stick to Your Guns and like entire labels, like old school Trust Kill bands are making comeback, like Most Precious Blood and stuff like that. And so you're kind of getting this influx of the good metalcore that stood the test of time and is making a comeback. You know what I mean?
Totally. And one band that is really going to do a good job of that, I think they're going to blow up huge, is one band that just got signed to Metal Blade that we've worked with before, called Across the Sun.
Across the Sun.
Oh, yeah. I've heard
right here out of Portland.
Yeah, they're going to be recording in
Lambesis Studios.
Yeah, Tim's Studios here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's great, awesome. Guys. We just were hanging out with them on Friday, actually, over at
the they had a show across the street.
Sick.
So they're
I'll definitely have to check them out. I've heard the name thrown around. I haven't actually listened to it, though.
Definitely.
Yeah, they're label mates with you guys.
Yeah, that's freaking sweet.
Yep.
So,
what's the other segments on our show? We have What Gives You a Huge Hard-On.
Yeah, what's giving you a huge hard-on right now, whether it be TV, music? What are you listening to, reading, watching that's got you really excited?
Okay, I'll put it into a few different categories. Listening to the new Jimmy World record called Invented that came out last week. And it's funny because I started out the first time I listened to it, I absolutely couldn't find one thing I liked about it. I just really didn't like it at all. But then... second or third time, like, oh, you know, it's not so bad. And like, I've probably listened to the whole record like 10 times through, and I love it now. I got it. It's funny because they took a step away, like, they went less poppy on this one, because they've always kind of been, you know, like radio single band, but that's something I liked about it, because they're, you know, that's what they did best, or at least I thought. And this new record is very, very, like, has almost, like, you know, this indie vibe to it that they haven't had before, almost kind of like the Clarity days, which is, like, 10 years ago that record came out in 99. But, so that's the record that's probably giving me the biggest hard-on right now. And then, let's see, I've been watching I'm bumbling around right now. But, okay, I got it. All right, so for TV shows, I've watched like a million TV shows. We're on tour all the time. And we all just wait till they come out and somebody downloads it or whatever. And anyways, the new season of Dexter and the new season of Community. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
Community, huge fan of Community.
Community is hilarious, and like I don't know, Community. The first two episodes so far have been really funny, and I'm into it because that's kind of like a show that there's not like a certain. You can come in anytime and watch it, and you don't have to really know what's going on. And like Dexter is more of a show you have to know the story, but I mean,
yeah.
Dexter is definitely like what probably my second or third favorite television series ever. So stoked about that.
House
getting a huge heart on. Yeah, House is good too.
I watch House insanely.
I've seen it. That's the kind of show that I'll see like a one episode of, and then I don't really follow it, but I'll enjoy it. You know?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
Reading? Are you into comic books at all, or anything? Or is there anything like that that's really captured your attention lately?
I don't really read comics. I have a lot of friends who do, but usually I'm really getting into recording and stuff, and like I'm interested in that. So I spend most of my time that if I was to read, I spend that time on like this. There's a forum that's for like recording called Gear Sluts with a Z. That sounds funny, like Gear Sluts, but it's super nerdy. Like, but it's like a place that it's just a recording forum, and you go in there, and there's like literally like the dudes who make the biggest recordings in the world are all members of it, you know, and like they go on there and they'll post like their methods and you know post advice and stuff. So it's pretty cool. And that's pretty much where I spend my time, that and Twitter, just
yeah,
seeing what the next crazy thing somebody's going to say on Twitter.
Yep.
And right. I found out this morning, or early this morning, that the Ellen DeGeneres show is following me on Twitter, and I have no idea why they would be doing that. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, right?
Yeah, I get weird followers sometimes. Like, somebody in Corvallis started to follow me. That's a small town next to our small town.
there's no way we could know them, but they're just following us.
I don't know.
Let's see, influences. What I mean by influences is, like, for me, there was a specific record I can remember, a moment in time where I said, oh my god, music isn't just a combination of sound, there's more to it, you know what I mean? Was there a record or a band that did that for you?
Yeah, first record that did that to me would have been probably Green Day Dookie. That was the first, because... I mean, they're not. I wouldn't say that they're one of my favorite bands anymore, but probably for the first, you know, I guess I was in probably second grade when I got that record or something, and I got that record, and I was, you know, just I had no idea what the lyrics meant, but I was reading the lyrics and singing along with it, and like saying all these foul things. I didn't even understand what they meant. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah. My parents are my dad like played drums when he didn't like when I was born at, like he never had a drum set or anything, but he used to play drums in a band, and my mom was like a studio singer like back in like the like some Motown studio or something like that. So I kind of, they always, you know, encouraged me to listen to music and got me like toy guitars and stuff, but I would say that record is what made me want to actually get a guitar and start playing. But like as far as like actual music influences that, and like the next time I got a record that was like, whoa, this is like changes the whole game, was when Around the Fur from Deftones came out.
Ooh, yeah,
that record, that was, I was probably, I don't know how old I was then, I don't know, but I had that, the old do you remember when before MTV MTV2 or anything like that, there was this channel on like if you had digital cable called The Box,
yeah,
and you called in and you could request things,
yeah,
and you could call in. I saw the video for Be Quiet and Drive, and I was like, whoa, and I got super into Deftones, and then I actually have a White Pony tattoo, and they're definitely like the most influential musically, like the most influential band musically probably for mm-hmm. me.
Yeah, I remember calling and requesting to see Shoots and Ladders by Korn on that
channel. About that same time.
Yeah, yeah. That was kind of what introduced me into the heavier side of music, because at that point it was like all Everclear and alternative kind of stuff. And then I saw Korn on there and was telling a friend about it at school, and he introduced me to, at the time, it had just come out, The Great Southern Trendkill by Pantera.
Oh, man, that record.
And Pantera became the biggest thing in my world.
Yeah, I was a little late to the party on Pantera, because I mean I was pretty like I was born in 87, so you know like it took me a while to
holy shit, I'm old. Oh my god.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, that's why, like, when I'm saying I was in, like, second grade when Green Day, Dookie came out, like, it's, I was pretty young still, you know, and,
yeah.
like, all those records. And, like, yeah, I got into Pantera probably like 2000 because I hadn't been really exposed to it. My dad really was into stuff like Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin and stuff, and that's what I was like kind of raised on, that and like country music. And mm-hmm. like
because
I'm from Alabama, so of course there was country music there too. But then I got into Pantera because there was a column that Dimebag did in Guitar World, and that's how I never took lessons. I learned how to play guitar out of like Guitar World magazine basically, and he had a column, and I was like, oh, this Dimebag guy writes a sweet column. So I like started getting into that for that record, Reinventing the Steel, and I loved it. And then I started, you know, buying the back catalog and getting into, you know, all the other ones. And
yep.
It was, I don't know. They're definitely, since then, one of my biggest, like, influences as far as, like, metal goes. You know, metal, like, it would probably be Metallica, Pantera, Megadeth, and... I don't know, then some other weirder bands like Zayo and stuff were
just, oh yeah, dude.
They were one of my like favorite like heavy bands for sure, like in the early 2000s. Like that band was, I was obsessed with Zayo and Living Sacrifice and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Truly This Is the End is a dope song still. I've still got that tune on my iPod by Zayo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That is sick. Yeah, my favorite album of theirs was it's called Where Blood and Fire Bring Rest. It was, I think, 1999 or something, but obviously I didn't get into it until much after it was written, but...
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
So, yeah.
Ben, you got anything else?
For me, the biggest turning point was, Shadows Are Security.
Really?
Yeah, huge. That's... Yeah, I was always into music before, like Garbage and Green Day. I'm only a year older than you, so...
Okay, yeah.
It was, like, the same stuff, and then... Matt got me into you guys, and I came and saw it live, and I was blown away. Blown away. It was so cool. We stood in line.
we told the story on the show that's going to be airing today. We found out Shadows of Security was coming out, and there was a local CD shop in Eugene, which is about an hour south of where we live, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've been there, I think, for some shows.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys went through Eugene last time you went through.
Yeah.
Played at the Wow Hall.
Yeah.
And, my theory was like, oh my God, As I Lay Dying is one of the most amazing bands out right now. Because I was still hung up on Frail Words, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, and they're giving away like free t-shirts and free posters for anyone that buys the new CD. We have to get there before they open, or else there's no way we're getting anything, right? So we get there at like 6 o'clock in the morning. Me, him, our other brother, and one of my homies.
Yeah.
6 o'clock in the morning. They don't open until noon, and we were the entire line. We played Hacky Sack in the parking lot for 6 hours waiting for something that we didn't need to wait for, apparently.
Oh, man. It was still worth it. Sorry about that, guy.
No, it was worth it, dude. It was totally worth it.
Yeah, it was totally cool. It makes a great story. So,
dude, yeah.
Right on.
I want to fanboy out on you guys so bad.
Okay, well, let's stop recording before you do that, so that way we don't sound like too much of a douchebag.
All right.
So, I guess that's all I got. Is there anything else any plugs you want to put in there or anything like that?
Questions for us?
not used to you.
We encourage our listeners to get a hold of us in a variety of forms. You can head over to alloypodcast.com or puregrainaudio.com/alloy. Leave a comment for us on the website. You can always leave a comment on iTunes. You can email us alloypodcast@yahoo.com. Search for Alloy Podcast on Facebook, or you can find us on Twitter @alloypodcast.